family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week, based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's going on?
Hanging tough, bass. Another tasty round of new music for our ears to sample this week. We've got the latest effort from Kayla Waters, the daughter of sax veteran Kim Waters, back in the top 10 discussion. And we'll take a little time to salute a legend of the keys for Jazz Appreciation Month, putting the spotlight on Joe Sample later this hour, bass.
Oh man, that is going to be fire. I am looking forward to it and excited about our three new entries. As we hear from pianist Lynn Ariel, she's back on the scene. Always love her playing. A producer and guitarist, multi-instrumentalist as well. Big Mike Hart, he's making some serious noise on the charts. And then we welcome back to the fold guitarist Steve Oliver. Yeah, some movement in the top five that has brought us a brand new number one. But who shall it be? Time will tell. Keep it where you have it. Let's go ahead and get this thing moving for the week of April 26th of 2024. Well, we kick off this week's countdown with Sacramento native producer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Big Mike Hart Jr. Now, he started playing guitar at a young age. Get this, it's what he calls his Holy Ghost, okay? Well, Big Mike has taken a piece of the sounds of all of his influences, putting them together to make his own. Well, though he's not a household name as an individual artist as of yet, he's been touring the world with the likes of Kim, Tamia, and others as well, producing and composing for artists and a couple of TV shows out there. Big Mike did something amazing about a week ago as an independent artist. He hit number one on the Billboard Smooth Jazz Charts. Congratulations, big fella. Now, his single features an artist who's no stranger to the top of any charts. Talking about saxophonist Boney James. Playing guitar and Fender Rhodes, here's Big Mike Hart with Cigar Lounge making its debut in the number 10 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
has some first sounds for you, and I personally love the name of the single, Cigar Lounge. Yeah, nothing like a good stogie, boy. Big Mike Hart is his name. He's doing work on the Rhythm Section Entertainment label. Cigar Lounge, the name of the single and the album. And it debuts at number 10 here on our survey.
Alrighty, thank you, Bass. Well, another debut here in the top 10 this week. And this one from veteran pianist and composer Lynn Ariel. She delivers her 17th album as a leader. This time the theme revolves around passion, courage, love, persistence, heart, soul, curiosity, faith, gratitude, and joy. Those, by the way, are also the titles of the tunes that comprise this 10-song suite that makes up the new album. Ariel says she wrote the material for the album in response to the division and turmoil in our world. She says the music focuses on qualities we all share, which define our humanity, and she hopes this album will be inspiring and will convey a sense of unity and optimism. Hey, I'm here for it. It's pianist Lynn Ariel with her latest for Challenge Records. It's entitled Being Human, making its debut in the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. The latest from pianist and composer Lynn Ariel. You'll find it on Challenge Records. her latest effort called Being Human, debuting in the number 9 spot on this week's survey. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do invite you to stay connected with the Cool Jazz Countdown throughout the week. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Cool Jazz Countdown. You'll see the playlist of what you heard each week. We put up photos, videos, reviews. There's also a link on there for you to get yourself some Cool Jazz Countdown gear as well at Cool Jazz Countdown on Facebook and Instagram. Well, he is big on the festival scene with plenty of opportunities for you to see him this year. Talking about none other than guitarist and producer Adam Hawley. Now, this artist once backed up the likes of Rick Braun, Michael McDonald, Jennifer Hudson, and others. He's now in the forefront of many festivals out there. Yeah, from Newport Jazz to Catalina, with a few upcoming cruises as well. Hawley is going to be soon releasing his 6th album as a leader, and earlier this year, put out the first single from that album. It is called Unstoppable. And what a force Hawley is. On the album, you will get 10 fresh ones with appearances from his wife, vocalist Cat Hawley, Judah Seeley, and L. Young, with his latest for the MBF Entertainment label, Unstoppable. Here's guitarist Adam Hawley in the number 8 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
That's a keeper right there for sure. Really looking forward to going into this album and pulling some gems out, because I know there will be plenty there. Adam Hawley, he's on guitar, Unstoppable on MBF Entertainment. And at number 8 here on our survey, LaRue.
All righty. Well, thank you, Bass. A quick mention in our number 7 spot this week, a one-time number 1 album here on the countdown, slipping a bit. It's drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y. Their latest effort for Cellar Music Group is called A New Beat, and it's in at number 7 this week here on our survey. This week, the Cool Jazz Countdown presents a Jazz Appreciation Month salute to pianist and composer Joe Sample. He enjoyed a successful solo career going back as early as the late 1960s and was a skilled sideman on many recordings by other performers and groups, including George Benson, Miles Davis, Michael Franks, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Steely Dan, Anita Baker, and many others. Joseph Leslie Sample was born on February 1st, 1939 in Houston, Texas, and began playing piano at the age of 5. By his high school years in the 1950s, Sample teamed up with a couple of friends, saxophonist Wilton Felder and drummer Styx Hooper, to form a group called the Swingsters. While studying piano at Texas Southern University, Sample met and added trombonist Wayne Henderson and several other players to the Swingsters, which would become the modern jazz sextet, and then the Jazz Crusaders, echoing the stylings of one of the leading progressive jazz bands of that day, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Joe Sample made a move from Houston to Los Angeles with the Jazz Crusaders and quickly found opportunities there on the West Coast. The band's sound evolved over time, initially playing the hard bop style of the day, moving more toward a fusion sound between jazz and soul by the late 1960s, thanks in large part to the funky, rhythmic approach Sample took on acoustic piano. By the 1970s, the band would be known simply as the Crusaders, branching out further into the popular sounds of the day, incorporating elements of funk, blues, gospel, rock, Latin, and more into their sound. The Crusaders grew popular with rock fans, interestingly enough, as the first all-instrumental band to tour as an opening act for the Rolling Stones. The Crusaders' biggest hit, Street Life, which featured vocal legend Randy Crawford, was co-written by Joe Sample. The Crusaders would eventually disband in the late 1980s, but the members would join each other to record periodically over the years, including a reunion album released in 2003. Joe Sample continued with countless artists and established a prolific solo career, recording for labels like MCA Jazz, Warner Brothers, Verve, and others. While finding success in many corners of the music, Sample would continue to grow dismayed about the business side of music and how it seemed to affect the music itself. Never one to hold his tongue, Sample was not afraid to call out giants of media and the recording industry. In a 2004 interview, he expressed his fear that the industry, quote, totally departed from the origins of roots of our music, and that has happened because of businessmen, end of quote. Well, Joe Sample continued to do the work, eventually relocating back to Houston, juggling multiple irons in the fire before his passing. He had been working on a new musical with the Ensemble Theater there in his hometown of Houston. He had also been performing to benefit the Joe Sample Youth Organization, a nonprofit that was established to raise funds for Joe's childhood school and other schools in Houston's inner city in need of financial assistance. That nonprofit continues to operate today. Regrettably, Sample had to cancel several tour dates as his health declined. On September 12th of 2014, Joe Sample died of complications from mesothelioma. His passing was confirmed by his agent and his son. Sample possessed a dexterity and creativity that made him unique among pianists. Joe Sample connected the world of jazz to many musical traditions, and his impact as a leader, sideman, composer, and collaborator will forever be celebrated. Joseph Leslie Sample, thank you for the music, and happy Jazz Appreciation Month.
What an incredible way to close out Jazz Appreciation Month. Great job, LaRue. Well, I tell you, family, it has only been 2 years since we heard new music from guitarist and producer Steve Oliver. Now, his last album, Sojourn, was a fan-requested solar guitar album where he revisited some songs from his own catalog. He also had a side project right before that, a duo album, in fact, with keyboardist Brian Simpson. Well, after releasing a handful of singles last year, Steve is back and has released his brand new album called A New Light, co-produced by the hitmaker Michael Browning. Together, they blend in a few ballads with some funky toe tappers as well. He's also getting an assist from saxophonist Jeff Kashua on a groove. Here is new music from guitarist Steve Oliver. The album is called A New Light, making its debut in the number 6 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. drumming, plucking, and having a good time. Steve Oliver here. His latest album is called A New Light, and it makes its debut in the number 6 position right here on our survey. Well, 5 more to go to include music from One for All with George Coleman, Kayla Waters making her return to the fold, and I told you before, some movement going on in the top 5. Find out who has dethroned the Black Art Jazz Collective when we return right after this.